Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader. After an investigation revealing the hidden cost of the pandemic lockdowns on London's children, the Evening Standard has now launched a campaign to help them. It's called Young London SOS, and we're partnering with the charity Place to Be, which provides mental health services and schools for people like 14-year-old Kai.
I had a lot of deaths in my family, my nan and my cousin. I had a little incident on the streets. Some boys approached me trying to take my bike. I was really shook up about it. I'd get angry at a lot of stuff, and I wouldn't talk about a lot of things, so I'd keep it bottled inside. And so when something annoyed me, it would come out way worse than it had to be. My mum spoke to me and all that stuff, and she called in the school. My response was like, yeah, I would like to talk to somebody to at least like get the emotions out of my head.
The Standards discovered 500,000 children who had no identified mental health problems before the pandemic now need support this year. Head teachers have told us they think the problem is getting worse. It's all from reporting led by our investigations editor, David Cohen, who's with me now. David, when you uncover figures as significant as these, it's clear something has to be done. We're doing it, teaming up with Place to Be. What do they do?
Yeah, so Place to Be operate what they call a whole school approach. So this means at its simplest level that children with the most complex and urgent needs get seen in one-to-one counselling every week, and that will go on for 9 months. And then there is a more ad hoc lunchtime sessions, which any student can sign up for, and these are called Place to Talk. And so this is something and somewhere where young people can just talk and feel safe and air the kinds of things that they may not wish to with teachers. And then thirdly, this sort of infuses the whole school, their whole approach to mental health. Mental health becomes part of the dialogue, part of the ethic of the school. Place to Be hold group sessions. They also help teachers, and they also help some of the parents of those young children who are in one-to-one sessions. And in some schools, they even have Place to Be breakfasts for a core group of families who might need support.
So Place to Be is in about 150 schools at the moment. We want them to help expand that, and quickly. How do we do it?
So we are helping Place to Be raise money. We want to get them into more schools and help more children. At this point, they're in about 5% of schools in London. But it costs about £33,000 to get the whole school Rolls-Royce approach of Place to Be into a school. And for that, they get the whole service that I've just described. However, their service does change according to the needs of each school. They are, as I said, in primary schools and in high schools. And their mantra is that no child should have to go through this alone.
David, at the time when you took on this investigation, I think we all knew that there must be a problem with young people's mental health in London because of the pandemic. We could all see those little bits of it that have maybe affected us and our families and the people that we know. But now that you've looked into it, you've uncovered these figures and you've spoken to these young people and you've heard the stories that they have to tell, how surprised are you at how big a problem this is?
You know, that when you say that, David, I get goosebumps, because I think this problem and the problem that young people experience takes place largely in a hidden way and behind closed doors. But when you do start speaking to some of them, children like Kai, who are brave enough to speak out and who've been brave enough to confront the anger that they're feeling and access underneath it the hurt, the pain, the fear, whatever it is, you start to realize how much pain there is out there and how much difference it makes to just have a space that like place to be offer and can offer. And we very much feel on the standard that early intervention is key. Basically, the science shows that 50% of adults who have lifetime mental health problems were first diagnosed at 14. So early diagnosis and support can alleviate a lifetime of mental health issues.
So what can the Evening Standard's readers, the listeners to this podcast, do to help this campaign?
We would love readers to be able to donate to help us get more counsellors into schools. Just £100 will help one child get a whole school experience for 1 year. And if you can, if you would like to donate, please go to our donation page on www.standard.co.uk/YoungLondonSOS.
And that's The Leader. For more on this story, you can read the articles in the newspaper and online, and there are videos on the Evening Standard's YouTube channel too. A special edition of this podcast featuring David's investigation work is also still available. You'll find it in our previous editions. As David said, to help with our campaign, go to standard.co.uk/YoungLondonSOS. And if you've been affected by any of the issues we've raised, there is help. For more information and support, call Mind on 0300 123 3393. That's 0300 123 3393. The Leader podcast is back on Monday at 4 p.m.